Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says he and the service's top NCO came to Fort Wainwright to check on the readiness of soldiers to defend the homeland and to check on the progress of a program intended to help troops cope with the hardships and isolation of their tour of duty here.
We did a lot of listening, and we learned a lot. And as we go back home at the end of the week, we'll be armed with a lot more information from some candid conversations here with leaders on the ground.
Many of those conversations were about the high rate of soldier suicides at Fort Wainwright and what's being done about it. Army officials say three of the post's soldiers killed themselves last year. They're still investigating five other suspected cases reported between May 2018 and April 2019, but they've confirmed another 11 cases that occurred over the past 5 years.
Suicide is a horrible, difficult issue.
Those cases have pushed the post's suicide rate well above the Army average, and that's drawn the attention of top Army leaders like General James McConville, the Army's chief of staff, who visited Alaska last year to follow up on a study of the problem conducted earlier in the year by a high-level team of public health experts.
Behavioral health scientists really work very hard, but it is very challenging to really truly identify root causes associated with that.
The study identified such factors as soldiers' feelings of isolation and boredom due to a lack of recreation and other activities, which often led to excessive drinking. It also, among other things, cited the poor condition of housing, especially barracks, and substandard dining facilities and food. Also, a lack of sleep due to seasonal disruptions like 21 hours of daylight in the summer and a like amount of darkness along with cold weather during the winter.
We've made some quick adjustments. But some of the things we looked at over the course of this last 24 hours were longer-term investments.
McCarthy says those larger investments in, for example, construction of new facilities, will take a while to gain approval and funding. But U.S. Army Alaska Commander Major General Peter Andrzejak says many of the study's recommendations already have been realized, like shuttle buses to transport soldiers all around the post and workout facilities that are available 24/7.
We put investment into the dining facilities, Wi-Fi and new TVs. We put investments in getting higher quality foods into those dining facilities, and we've done that, and we've seen positive feedback from soldiers.
But perhaps the most important response to Wainwright's suicide problem is promoting stronger ties between soldiers to help them ensure their comrades are okay. Sergeant Major of the Army Michael Grinston, who accompanied McCarthy on his trip to Alaska, calls the initiative "This Is My Squad." It encourages soldiers to get to know each other better, so they'll be better able to ascertain if a member of the unit is having problems.
When you know the people in your squad and those around you, you can understand when something changes. If you don't know them well, then it's going to be hard to understand where those things come from.
He cited an example of an exercise in which he told a group of soldiers to say something about themselves that the other troops in the unit didn't know. He says one of them told him he really loves to play the violin. Grinston says that might be an important detail to know if the soldier someday were to lose interest in the instrument.
Then all of a sudden he goes, "I'm selling my violin." Mm-hmm. You go, "Wait a minute, what's going on?" So you understand because you know your people.
Grinston says encouraging troops to forge closer bonds will save soldiers' lives and help create a more effective fighting force. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.